the Lamb of God who sits on the throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, God bless you for joining. Mami Akusia, God bless you for joining. Mrs. ABC, God bless you for joining. Gracie, God bless you. God bless you for joining. Priscilla, prophetess. Prophetess Priscilla, God bless you for joining. Mrs. Adama, God bless you for joining. Hallelujah. Wow. It is another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord for Womb of the Morning. Psalm 75 verse 1. Psalm 75 verse 1. The Bible says, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to lift up your voice and give thanks unto the Lord. And give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice Lift high the name of the Lord. Mano Sada Vala Baba. Onda Mashanda Manashendele Baba Ba Rubeya Rubeya. Yonizo Baba Ikadaba Duzanda Rabadosh Abadaba. Indeed, Father, you are God. You are God Almighty. Yahweh is your name. Adonai, we worship you. Eleka bindara baba zudin aleva 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 shelefalina mosh elebradaba renekemene lebabazu renekele babazu renekele babazu renekele babazu kumine alebaba kumine alebaba zu atene mambare. Father, let your name be hallowed in this place. Ikanduria da bazua. Mahinda rashanda la babaha. Kale mazonda rokonda la baba. Chendeleme, chendeleme, chendeleme. Le godila gava la baba baba baba. Randa vamba rakendele babasuya. Idimba aratite le mandoria. Shagana rabababa. Ile baba nduri anda rabashanda raba. Ayanda vremele kaba la balaba. O shamba ba le kabo shaba laba. Jesus, Elena aitamunda rabazua. Babanderi kemanda rabada badaba. Kula bataya, kula bataya. Kula bataya zunda kambarushanda baba. Gavala gada vramane nene. Elem panduri kabala gadia samba radima. Father, receive all the praise, O God. Liba antenimo zulanda rabahade. Chalem, chalem. Limbra duzanda rababaya. Ayavrene vrianduria kabanda labam. Ole mele tene mele devele devala gada malagade. Toya ale mabara shambra kombra indara badios aliande chindala chindala zanda bambala kula imba samba kamba wazinda rabashandaya hey zulanda le melendi ako sanda randa ya baba ele gevele mele gabala gababa rabashamba lembrandi. Elle zinde reshanga lambrandara zianda rade oranda bamba rada bababa shanda ragada bam kavanda rakanda rababaye elembambara ziando reshamba rabadaba randa bali indur adinda kabalaba randa zanda vamba ele makamba laba ruka yanda randa sambra iante limba ibambra di shabala zunda rakande ei vala mashanda bababa ragadaya zinga lamba lando randa zinda randa ye espruya barandelo shambalala zianto landa lie fahande elo zonda randa sumba le kandara ei lei babara yande. Father, we praise your holy name. We praise you, God. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Manush alimba haliendo. Father, your word says ilamba rande. For that when we thank you, ragadayam, it is your will. It is your will. It is your will for us. Therefore, this morning, lema antonos aliendo, chelendo baba raba baba 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 baba. God. Yanda la babuha keila ifamba lud eliandi vandur ianda la valund chelema la vandud izanda la vandud hakto 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 ruye makimale arama chelo rana shenda rababa rubali zuna ikalu baranda indurondo tata lokotonine rekeno raba ma ilo banda randonde lebo shenda laba raika bori indabori anda rabadaba kavila lemba banda randa shambra iduzande le epanda rakema la bababa una andile sha'a paradaya tola menele mragana makanda rabadaba ka atate le ba Braka dale babara ne raba shanda baba iba baba babora baba 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 ba zandi livranda bam bam baya kole masha ra ikamba lembrande liat eliot telora te Ra'i kanda leizandala balamba Ra'i dimanda randa bambala Ayevrene kemba randa zambara Ra'i tolosh elevrine isprando rakande Lembazinde rezindo razindara Chelizuri kelevande Oh, enasie fatao wate. Ohene enasie fatao. Jesus, enasie eye wodia. Ayeye eye wodia. Enkamfo eye wodia. Entrontrom eye wodia. Ohene jewonasie. Lekai taboria taila urataya. Sundari masuki andarababa. Shandarabakuri andarabadaba. Mayali dubara masuta liba anda rabada Maikanda ramba sunda rakala badaba Elietele maradi zonda rende levrene Maikamba rakada bababa Ruyanda pamba rut alera inda vandalaba Ele meshamba ko la diezo Onesia esbali zuranda ilimba bababa randa pamba la gambranda ya azende rekende ilima abandaraba esbarati zolembre indo ruka dabadaba nuvanda rakimba rabadaba ma ile teli baru zanda randa ya alesha Aleisha, Aleisha, Kabalina, Atalina, Zelenina, Lembre, Zui, Aliesh, Kumbolomba, Rakanda, Pambala, Ivele, Megete, Legaba, Bradanda, Libranda, Zinde, Liapa. Lord, we are grateful. We are greatly grateful, Father. Ruelimo Shababa. Bavili Luri di Melesha. Alivri Meleshangale Ahatriso Baba. Lopra de landori talamama zu je ba ye shemba ezelele leru zendi vambamba tolembe ilimba baru sendele kambalai shibrindo raganda rabada ali matule mbele mande za arma sanduri idele bataya Amali bambur ayenda randa shangra Father, thank you. Bali Masai, Bali Masai, Bali Masai, Bali Masai, Bali Masai, Bali Masai, Bali Ma, Bali Ma, Zunera, 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 Babali Zanda Rabadaba, Maya Rabayosh Alabarabada, Zadin Divele Nu Shabade. In the name of Jesus, please, I want you to lift up your voice right now. And you are praying and you are saying that, Father, as I pray in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I decree that nobody close to me will suffer untimely death. Nobody close to me will suffer untimely death. Nobody close to me will suffer untimely death. I decree that untimely death is disannulled in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of, is he, the Lord is showing me somebody, okay? The Lord is showing me someone, and it is like, if we don't pray, there is somebody close to that person who will suffer untimely death, and this will be a great shock to that person. It will be a great shock to that person. Yeah. And in the realms, I saw the person crying, 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 crying. Beloved, I want you to open your mouth. Open your mouth. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now. Now, by divine authority, in the name of Jesus, untimely death is canceled. Anybody close to you that the enemy has marked for untimely death, hey, it is disannulled this morning. We decree by our redemptive authority. We decree by our redemptive authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Kale mazun toni bidi anteni mazu li kadende li baladu shaba magando lobo sabandila ayade de 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 magandele kumalinda bori kendimu zunda magala mama Shagada balaba, Ashamba rabadaba, Yabalaba zandelibo shagada, Ale tamburi kimbanda rabasundaya, Ale bukamba la die sumbalaya, Ale kadalagadin delegate, Burrega delegado, Ayedevremelegada, Atumba le, Tale balumba le, Kambanda rabade, Ragada balamba lembraha, Eshemene meleha, Eshemele meleha, Burraga. Dalagadan Ikavada Made Kanda Rabade Bragadala Ayade Melegada Rabada Badagade Braganda Lembam Bandelegadu Brekete de Bregede Brabayanda Bamba Ragada Ayele Melegada Legadush A Levrende Bandua Magadi Makabala Bada Bragadam Barada Badaba Ayanda Lambranda Yamba Lembande A Leshaba Lagada Rabayanda Ramba Zanda Labam A Levanda Lekanda Radanda Lagada Rabba Shabadaba Hey Zonde Lekabanda Ramba Yanda. We prophesy it shall not happen. Ma ikobora banda randa zanda ale kandorobo santeni muska balaba bragada balabanda bamba rusha badaba ezanda ragada bragada lagada rabadaba ragada bazunde legada bragada legade legada bragada balagada badaba randa bamba shanda bababa ey magaba laba rusha balaba Buragade le panda lagadam zele gadara dumba kuwa lagadumba luata legevreme legada badaba eshembre kente nemere andolo buragade legada ragada 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 yadaba lima shanda baba ilimando ezonde rende lema kanda labasua mayanda bamba liye sundele bosha buragada Damashanda ragada ba 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 ba. Ivranta labaha mulande vale makoma liande babande legada lagadosha mragadaya abanda lagada magada. We decree an untimely death is disannulled. Ele mashonde legada lagada by our redemptive authority in Christ and dabayande through the speaking blood of Jesus. Agada balagada mayada badaba. We decree upon the people that are close to us, ayanda labadaba, hey, none shall suffer untimely death. None shall become a victim of untimely death this morning. In the name of Jesus, 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 zalabalagabadabadaba. By the keys of hell and death, we declare that death is locked out. Untimely death is locked out of our lives. Untimely death is locked out of their lives. And double sabalaba, mayade mazundele kambandele, bragaya 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 bragaya, azindele shab. Banda lagadaya ragadama shamba lagadam esondele gada rabadaba ragadaba labadaba. Wherever their souls have been held up, hey, we command, let there be a release now. In the name of Jesus, let there be a release. Magabo shagada ayadi vadus abanda yaba banduri andeli ezundeli mandolo bo shanda lagada radanda lima kumba lagada zendura kandele bo sumba laba legede brente legada lagadu ayedevelegadu Ragada yada dada, randa bamba, randa bandele bo shanda la babam. Kavande legada, bragadanda legadaya, bragadele pambaladaya, mayadi barush adin bragata, radin dilivalia, bragataya imakusha bala. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, it is done. You know, for some time now, we have been talking about the voice of the Lord. And yesterday I shared some insights with you about how you will be able to discern the voice of the Lord. How you will be able to know that the Lord is speaking to you. So as I said, sometimes there is even mental pictures. God can impress a mental picture on your mind. Hallelujah. And there are times too, there will be impressions upon the heart. Hallelujah. There will be impressions. Something will be impressed upon your heart. Something will be impressed upon your heart. God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. You see, beloved, one thing I want, yes, there are times that God is silent. There are times that God is silent. But as long as you have the Holy Spirit in you, God can speak to you. Even those who did not have the Holy Spirit in them, God was speaking to them. And they heard the voice of the Lord. How much more as the believer? And you go out and you just be walking and I've not heard the voice of God. The thing is that we are not so sensitive enough to recognize it. Somebody can just say, G-O, go to you, go. And you might not know that it is the voice of the Lord. It is a word God is giving to you. It is a message. God is giving you a message. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:21. The Bible says that for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. But holy men of God spake. What did they do? They spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So I am not so surprised when in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 the Holy Spirit moved, and in verse 3 God said. But let me sound this. Actually, it is not that God said. When they were writing the Bible, they said God said, but actually God made a sound. And that is why you also have your unique sound. He said, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. For prophecy, the word from God came as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, so the atmosphere of heaven is the Holy Spirit. Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. For instruction, for training in righteousness. So he said all scripture is given by inspiration. Now the word inspiration over here, it is also the word breath, like air, breath. Okay, so all scripture is given by the breath of God, and the word breath is the word pneuma. And when you go deep into the word pneuma, we have the word pneu. The word pneuma over there is also the word spirit. And when you go deeper, is the word pneu. And pneu actually means to make a sound. So those times when you pick a flute, okay, when they pick a flute or a pipe, what do they do? They will make some incisions on it, and they will be blowing air. They will be blowing air through the flute. And when air is being blown through the flute or through that pipe, what happens? It makes a sound. So all scripture is given actually by the sound of the Spirit of God. So as long as the Holy Spirit is in you, the voice of the Lord will come to you, because the Holy Spirit is the presence of God in you. The Holy Spirit is the atmosphere of God. Whenever there is a sound, an atmosphere is created, and as long as there is an atmosphere, the word of the Lord will have to come to you. That is why we need to be believers who will always walk in the Spirit and by the Spirit. So God, the atmosphere of heaven, the Holy Spirit, the very breath of heaven, is in you and with you. So the voice of the Lord can come to you anytime. The Bible says that we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen to me, please. God is not into you not being unsuccessful, everything that God will do to you is to uplift you and bring you to the place of divine fulfillment, divine success. Hallelujah. Divine success. Yesterday I made mention to you that even our thoughts are prayers, and I used the example of Prophet Kakrabedin. Now if our thoughts are prayers, and they can, our thoughts are prayers, they are messages, and they can create the visible out of the invisible, how much more when the thought of God comes? And I've said it here, that there is no child on this earth who is a mistake, because every child on this earth is a thought of God. He said, before you were formed in the womb of your mother, I knew you. I knew you. So I said, sometimes the act may be wrong, but that child is never wrong. That child has an assignment to accomplish. It doesn't matter how you see that child. No. And there are many of you, you have already put your children in bondage. And there are some of you too, you are still putting your children in bondage. By your words, you are trapping the destinies of your children. By your words. By your words. By your words. You are trapping the destinies. Me, as for me, if I don't give birth to a boy at first, I will not like it, crowd. Then you go and give birth to a girl. Those words you spoke, begin to untangle them from the destiny of that child. As long as that child lives, it is going to be encoded in the DNA of the child, and is going to fight the destiny of that child. That thing is going to be a hindrance, an obstruction against the destiny of that child forever. Many times we forget that life and death are in the power of the tongue. But I am much shaken when I think about even our thoughts, what our thoughts does. Because in the realm of the spirit, your thoughts are very loud. Let us be careful. The only power or authority that the devil has over you is the one that you give to him. I told you that, yes, Satan fell from the heavens, crashed on the earth, but he is not able to use his angelic authority. The only authority he is able to use against us is the one that we have. He is only able to use the human authority. For power, yes, he has power, and he has some stupid demons that he has been giving them power to destroy things. Kalibalu shabali andaraba leitabo sahande. But the authority that he exercises over is the one that we give to him. Through what? Through our disobedience to the Lord. So let us be careful of our words. Let us be careful of our thoughts. You see, the Bible talks about confessions that we should. Now, you see, the word confess, in the Greek, it is the word homologio. Homologio. Homo means same. Logio. From logio, we get the word logic. We also get the word language. Language, we get also the word logic, homologio, same language, same word, same logic. So whenever you are making a confession, when you are making a confession, it is not that, oh, this sin I committed yesterday, that it's not about just that, no. But you are to say the same thing as God would say about it. It means that our words should be the same words of the Lord. That is why we admonish believers to know the word of God. Hallelujah. We admonish believers to know the word of God so that you are able to say the same things that the Lord is saying about that situation that you are going through. Because when you are not saying the same things that the Lord is saying, beloved, it means that you are battling, you are wrestling with the enemy on a ground level, on the level of this plane of the earth. Plane. But when you are saying the same things that the Lord is saying, you take the battle into the realm of the Holy Spirit. Please hear me. There is the realm of the Spirit and there is the realm of the Holy Ghost. When we talk about the realm of the Spirit, all sort of spirits are there, including the Holy Spirit. He's also there. But the Holy Ghost is a realm on his own. Hey, he's a realm. So you move the battle from the realm. No, is it in the realm of the Spirit? In the realm of the Spirit, there are even courts set up against you. Yet me the wasem, I would meet the wasem a court in the realm of the Spirit, a certain demonic spirit realm. Yet me the wasem a court demonic court be wahonum. Na ye di wasem waho, na ye bugu so. That is why sometimes you see those and sometimes they will be discussing some things and they will tell you that, oh, your issue is now in a court in the realm of the Spirit. Your issue is in the court over there. It is not, he's not talking about the court of heaven. No, he's talking about the demonic realm. Yeah, they will issue a court to honum. But you see, we operate from a higher court. Hallelujah. We are of the kingdom of God. We operate from the court of heaven. And whatever is issued from the court of heaven is able to override that which is of the demonic court, the court on earth and all that. So I just wanted you to know that you have the Holy Spirit with you. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You know, sometimes speak to him. No, you don't speak to him. Speak to him. The way sometimes you can call your boyfriend, you can call your friend. Oh, my friend, it's a long time I've not heard from you. Please, what is happening? I've not heard from you. I just want to hear your voice. The guys too, sometimes they just call their girlfriends, they call them and they are like, oh, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. If I don't hear your voice, I'm getting sick. You get sick. We'll take you to the hospital. Hallelujah. But in the same way, when you learn, okay, why am I sharing all this so much? Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you learn to walk with the Holy Spirit, with the voice of the Lord, by the Spirit of God, when you have not even heard from him in a day, or in a certain time in a day, you become lovesick. You become lovesick. His voice comes to reprove. His voice comes to correct. His voice comes to instruct. His voice comes to encourage. His voice brings comfort. His voice brings direction. And it is all in the atmosphere. It is all in the atmosphere. It is all in the atmosphere you create around you. The Bible says that you can quench the spirit.
and you can grieve the spirit. It means that we must be careful of the atmosphere. Sometimes you can just go somewhere. Spirit of God, thank you. I just want to hear a word. I just want a word from you. I love you so much. I just came here to express my love unto you. Thank you for loving me. I just need a word from you. Can you just say something to me? Laba sotoya. You just begin to speak the spirit language. And I tell you, a word will surely come to you. He will drop a word in you. Listen, please hear me. Yeah. There are secrets. There are things the Lord wants to share with us to make us victors. But we are not pressing enough into Him. Believers may be taking territories because some of them are communicating with some spirit, some demons. Now, from some of the books that I have read, there are demons that provide people with ideas. There are demons that share principalities, that share ideas, that share some things with some people that they know of. And it will cause them to break through. That people, they will break through demonically. They will sit on the treasures of people in the family. They will sit on the treasures of people in the family. And you see, sometimes you may be the only person God has appointed to break the family out. But maybe you don't know. You may be the only person God has appointed to break the family out through your prayers. Now, yesterday we went to the park, the Lord gave me a prophecy about a young man. And what I saw was so marvelous about his family. But he is the only person in Radia Chusu that by his prayers the family will break out. I have never seen something like that before. But I saw it yesterday. I saw wonderful things in the family. But I realized that nobody was able to take it. Or no pet no far. Oh no master. I'm a saline what if she and him. Or far. No waji would ye. Or no far no waji. That is how God has made some of you. But the enemy is also battling you. And you are also giving in to the enemy. Hallelujah. And I realized that the guy was getting worried because it was like, although he was taking, he was gathering the things for them, it seems like there was no help for him. But right there in the realm of the spirit, I saw that people were now blessing him as they were being blessed by his prayers. Don't give up praying. Don't give up intercession. Don't give up praying. Don't give up intercession. God has something great for you. It is in the pipeline. Keep on praying. Keep on interceding. Keep on doing good. Hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord can come through the atmosphere by sound. By sound. By sound. You know that, this is the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. So always be checking the sound, the atmosphere, the sound you create around you all the time. Please, be checking it. Be checking the sound. How come the only kind of music around you, sound, The only kind of music around you is worldly songs. You are a believer. Oh, man of God, but you know, this one is not worldly. And you know to know tufu, oh, tufu. Nyami shirao. Be checking. Now, when you are in a car, when you are in your car, and there is a certain sound in the car, you are able to interpret it that this sound is coming from carburetor, this sound is coming from the engine, there is a problem. You, by the sound, you are able to interpret a message. By the sound around you, what kind of message can you interpret? Are you able to hear the Lord? Sometimes you can be singing a song and that is the message. All of a sudden, sometimes you'll be there and a song will drop in your spirit. It is a message. It is the word of the Lord. Now, sometimes when the song has dropped in your spirit, you are also there again and you are asking, Father, what are you saying to me? Sometimes that song, I want to, and you now talk, wakumemu. That is the message. That is the word of the Lord. We are not so sensitive. You see, we have become a people who just wants to sing a song and cry and hear that. But we don't actually pay attention to the lyrics of the song. Because it is a message. Yesterday, when we went to the field, I told them I wasn't going to minister. So I asked one of my friends to minister. And after the ministration, I also took over. And all of a sudden, I began to sing. And one of the songs that I sang was, Fawa Kwanshe Yehowansa Nafawo to ni so na wonu na obe. You see, this is a message to somebody. I don't know, but it is a message. But you see, we are people who will sing Fawa Kwanshe Yehowansa, then we'll go about crying again about some issues and all that. Then you know what to you not yes saying, how did you understand that song? Didn't you know that it is a message? It is a word. Nafa wo hotone so. Nafa wo hotone so. Na wonu ena wo beye. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are going to decree divine release. God is going to release something great to you. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I started talking about divine release. Hallelujah. I started talking about divine release because I feel it in my spirit that there are some things that have been held up by the enemy. Now, whenever there is a divine release, there is also a release. The divine release doesn't only talk about blessings that are coming to us. Divine release also talks about we being released from problems. Hallelujah. We being released from problems. We being released from ignorance. Listen, prayer may enhance understanding, but if knowledge is not there, you will still be in the bondage of ignorance. Prayer may enhance understanding, but if knowledge is not in there, you will continue to be a bondage to ignorance. So prayer is actually not the antidote to ignorance. No, it's knowledge. Prayer will bring understanding. It will enhance. It will enlighten your understanding. And I'm not talking about prayer of killing all the people around you. No. I'm talking about you getting in the spirit, giving out, blowing your own sound. You are unique. You carry your own sound. The breath of God in you, you have your own unique sound. And many times when we are talking about sound in the life of the believer, we are talking about impact. We are also talking about influence. You carry your own atmosphere of influence. You carry your own atmosphere of impact. Don't try to be like someone else. So there is a divine, there is a release from problems. There is a release from ignorance. When there is a divine release, when there is a divine release, there is the release of divine provisions. Provisions. God provide your needs. God provide your needs. You know, sometimes when we talk about need, somebody has started thinking about rice, milo, their needs. But sometimes the greatest need you might need is a man. So when there is a divine release, there is the release. Now Israel needed somebody to bring them out of the slaughter of Haman, and God appointed Esther. Esther also needed someone to bring her to the place of royalty, to walk in that destiny of supernatural royalty bestowed upon her. And Esther needed Mordecai. So you see, the need of Israel at that time was a man. And the need of Esther was also a man, a human being. And I decree upon your life, whoever has been ordained from heaven to be of help to you in this season, I command the release of that person to your life, into your life, into your family, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Whenever there is a release, there is also the release of power. Whenever there is a release, there is a release of remembrance. Joseph had been in the prison for so long, and this guy was the future solution to Egypt and the world. Now hear me, it wasn't only Egypt who was blessed in the days of Joseph and Pharaoh. The world was also blessed. But this guy was in the prison until there was a release of remembrance. I pray for somebody, let the book of remembrance be open today, that whoever must be released to you to bring you to your place of prominence be released unto you now in the name of Jesus. The destiny you are living, the destiny that you are walking in, it is not only about you. There are many people that are connected to that destiny. But I decree your destiny will not fail. The help for your destiny will not fail. You will arrive at your place of divine settlement and establishment. You will arrive there in time and on time. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So whenever there is a divine release, God, you see, Peter had been fishing all night, and all that Peter needed was fish. When there was the divine release of the fishes, Peter himself was released from trauma. He was released from confusion. He was released from discouragement. He was released from disappointment. The guy had been fishing throughout the night. Imagine, he had used all methods. But you see, Peter needed a man to be released unto him in the person of our Lord Jesus. And he had to also release his obedience of faith. The other day I was talking about the obedience of faith. Obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if you are obedient and willing, you will eat of the fruit or the good of the land. You eat of the good of the land. We are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to pray. And we are praying. And you are saying that, Father, as I pray in the name of Jesus this morning, Father, this morning as I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, any satanic power manipulating the release of my possession, manipulating the release of my blessing, let them scatter by fire. Let them scatter by fire. Let them scatter by fire. Any force of darkness, any satanic power manipulating the release of my next level, manipulating the release of my blessings, let them catch fire. Let them scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Magato bo seketela, braga da 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 da, brakan telege 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 te, braga da 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 da, yaba telege 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 te, brige telege 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 te, brige In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Listen. The destiny of Egypt would have been destroyed without Joseph. Israel would have been destroyed without Esther. I want you to pray. Father, anybody that you have ordained to be my helper, wherever the person has been held up. Listen, the Bible makes us understand of Peter, okay, in Acts chapter 12, that Peter was held up in a prison. Peter was the leader of the church, but Peter was held up in a prison. But the prayers of the saints went up, and an angel was sent to deliver Peter from that bondage in the prison. Maybe the person that God has sent into your life to help you, the person is in a certain bondage. The enemy has even caused the person to forget you. You are praying this morning, and you are praying that, Father, loosen that help unto me. That helper that you have ordained for my life, for my family. Father, let that person be loosened right now. In the name of Jesus, please open your mouth and pray. Wherever that helper has been held up, thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I heard a story from Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack is one of the ministers I follow so much because I love his teachings. I love his teachings. Now, you see, when you are following men of God, follow men of God with sound doctrines. Hallelujah. Now, I love many men of God, but these days, some of them, what they are saying, recently, a man of God came speaking against the doctrines of Apostle Paul. And another one also has come speaking, and I was like, whoa! Had it not been the doctrines of Apostle Paul, you and I, we will not even be Christians. Because even Peter, when Peter became a believer, Peter wasn't drafting in the Gentiles. No, the Gentiles were out. According to him, salvation is for only the Jews. It was through the teachings of Apostle Paul. Paul was the one who caught that revelation so deep. So I'm surprised. You see, many times I'm in a woman of God. Many times we allow some sort of pridefulness to enter us, and we say all sort of things. I was surprised when one great man of God said, do you know that some things that Paul wrote, they were wrong? And I'm like, whoa. I never, you see, God. Yeah. There was Maria Ita Woodward. There was Amy Sempe McPherson. There was Alexander Dowie. There was William Seymour. We heard of Kenneth Hagin. We heard of St. Patrick. St. Patrick, Patrick Bergen of Ireland. St. Patrick was the one who will enter a cemetery. Cemetery, people who are dead for years, he will enter the cemetery and he will just be moving with his team and will say, this one is dead, and this one is not in hell. This one is not in heaven. This one is in hell. I command, let flesh come upon flesh. Life into this body. Dig him up. He is alive. Then they will dig the dead body up, and the person is alive. He said, as you have come back to life, come and worship God. Now, we look at the dimensions that these people were walking. Is it Saint Anthony or so? One of them. He had that dual transportation. He can dual teleportation. He can be in two places at the same time. Now, these were men who were walking in power. You can talk about Saint Augustine and Co. Saint Thomas of Aquinas. And some of these things, we did not even hear it from them. Now, we are talking about men who really walked. Now, these days, we are not seeing the power of God. Oh, no, no, no. And that is what some of us, we are so hungry for. No, we are not seeing the power of God. No. No. No, we are not. We are not. No. Hallelujah. We are not. Oh, you think what we are doing? No. It's not enough. And these people were even walking. They were even walking in the latter glory, the former rain. And we are being brought into the latter rain, the latter glory. glory of the latter house shall be greater. But what are we even seeing? Hallelujah. Ezekiel will be carried by the Spirit to a valley of dry bones. To a valley of dry bones. I've shared with you before when I read about one of the Catholic saints, and that man can speak to fishes. He went to a town to preach and they did not receive him. So he returned to the river over there and he started preaching to the fishes. And he said, brother fishes, my brothers and my sisters fishes, come around. Let me preach the word of God to you. And someone was coming to fetch water, and the person saw that, hey, fishes had gathered around the man of God, and he was preaching to them, and the fishes were listening. That is how they opened the gate of the city to the gospel. Fishes coming back alive, speaking. And there was one of them, even when a fish dies, he can bring the fish back to life. Hallelujah. And you see, some of these people, we did not hear some of those things. May God help us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we love them. We love the fathers. But sometimes you have to discern some things that they say. That is why I keep on saying that whenever you go online, search for men. Okay, listen to men with good doctrines. There are some people, they won't. No, their doctrines is always in line and they don't deviate. Hallelujah. So I was talking about Andrew Womack, and Andrew Womack shared a story of someone whereby the person wanted to sell a house. Okay, the person wanted to sell a house and the person did not know how to do it. Like, nobody, he had put the signpost over there selling this house, but nobody was coming. And the person started getting into prayer, commanding the release of the house, that whoever is supposed to buy the house, let that person be released. Let that person be released. Whatever is blocking the person, let the hindrance be taken off. And he said the person prayed for about several months, about 2-3 months. Then he was there when someone came, and the person came to check the house, and the person was like, oh, I will buy this house, I will buy it. He said, oh, okay, wow. And he said, the person said he has always been seeing the house, but a certain amount of money are not better a dino. But within those 2 or 3 months, nana sikane be yeden ebe kanisa. And that was when the one who was selling the house realized that, hey, so if I had not prayed, so it was his prayers that caused even the release of that money. Hallelujah. No, don't. There are many things, but the enemy will bring, will construct an obstruction. The enemy will construct a hindrance. Keep on praying and commanding the release of it. I wonder, if we are praying the last prayer point, then tomorrow, God willing, we'll continue. We are praying the last prayer point, and you are praying and you are saying that, Father, as I pray in the name of Jesus, I command any blessings or resources of mine that has been detained in the camp of the enemy, detained in the secret places of the devil, let them be released now. Let them be released now. I subpoena angels to recover them unto me now, to retrieve them unto me now, in the name of Jesus. Command, let detained blessings, detained resources, hey, be released in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Magadosh kebala laloha. Hey, zandelelelos kedebo se tedebo santedebo kalieta. Hey, kenenemos kandelebo sendelebo ziande. Ilanda delegate by fire, by force. Let them be released by fire, by force, by speed. In the name of Jesus. Zandelegadegade. Let them be released by fire, by force. Be released speedily, speedily, Magadobos kedemo shetedeha. Hey, kene mazin dededo setedemoha. Kenelemo sendale kendedeha. Rande sendele lo sentedebaha. Ye kedemo sendedebo ziande. Kele mande de lo shandedeha. Rentelebo sebonde de dozia. Kende le kanda da do setende le kayande. Hey, kebo setende de bo ziantaya. Brende le kanda da 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 dosha. Breketende de de sianda. Mayando lo kombe de doham. Ezondo dodon de bo sente de boham. Kandeli mazundelia, hey le pandele kantolo bondi esontaya, breketendele bababaham, ezundele kandele bosha, bradindele kombala tus alieta, breketele gadala gazu, brakadindele kombala ha, esontede brantele boshaya, espandele kondele botaliesa, brekedele kandele kataya, ayandele badusha dele kendala. Brigade, brigade, ayande le kanda lagata, ezuka leile imbra, esprantes espruta panda lagata, ayando lukubele gata, ayegede brigade legade brigade, adin delivrinda ya, ayundu kundu lugudu, ibagande legade, brigade legade 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 legato, radondo legato, Zende legata, radashanda legata legata, any blessing, brigade, any resources, ragada that have been detained by the enemy, by divine authority, we subpoena angels to retrieve them. Let angel armies move and retrieve them, recover them unto us now. This day, in the name of Jesus, lekabadaba zondo logodo, eke. In the name of Jesus. You see, the Lord gave me a word for somebody, and the Lord says I should tell somebody. When Nathaniel and co heard that the Savior came from Nazareth, I'm gonna say so bibri papa bi betimi afri Nazareth abana. So it means that I believe there was an adage that Nazareth there at the pebi anyho. Hey, listen, the Lord said maybe in the eyes of people you are like Nazareth. Maybe you have been despised, you have been rejected. Maybe people are saying that nothing better can come out of you, just like Nazareth. But hear me, it was in Nazareth that Jesus was born. The Lord says, I should tell you that something great is coming your way, just like Nazareth. Just like Nazareth. Maybe in the realm of the spirit you are carrying the tag of Nazareth. But he said something great is coming your way, and it is going to surprise men. It is going to surprise women. It is going to surprise your family. It is going to surprise your friends. It is going to surprise your workers, your co-workers. Just like Nazareth. 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 He's doing the same for you. Receive that grace. Receive that divine release of that great thing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Beloved, God bless you. Amen. That was the prophetic word I received in my spirit. I received in my spirit. I received in my spirit. I received and I have delivered it in Jesus' name. God bless you so much. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, God willing, is Miracle Friday. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is Miracle Friday. Tomorrow is Miracle Friday. And kindly join. Kindly join. We'll meet from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And it will be a wonderful time in the presence of God. So wherever you go today, the Lord says that just like Nazareth, that is your word. That is your word. Something great. Something great is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. Wow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen and amen, Mrs. ABC. God bless you more. God bless you more. God bless you more. So we thank God. Yeah, and God bless all of you also. I've been able to get my laptop done. You know, my laptop got spoiled. So for some time, I was actually using my tablet, but I've been able to. But the only thing is that I lost all that. It pains me. Amen. Yeah, it pains me. I've lost many of my important documents. I had a lot of messages on my hard drive. The hard drive crashed. It crashed it totally. And the way I crashed, you know, to me said, and I'm surprised. At the end of the laptop now, I'm buffing. Hey, whoa. It is always here on my table. It did not fall on the ground. Nothing. But the hard drive just got crashed like that. And the way it is crashed, the last time my mom checked him on me, it is beyond repair. Because I had a lot of things. 1 terabyte. It was 1 terabyte and plenty. Yeah, but I'm believing God so that I'll be able to get an external drive. I have one external drive. It is almost full. But the one that crashed, now me with new information, new messages, the baby, I'm a digu. So it is well. Yeah, but I thank God I've been able to get it done and I'm getting it moving. So I had to get a new drive into it and I'm not using it. So we thank God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. 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 Sister Lillian, Brother Paul, amen and amen. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Gracie, amen and amen, my beloved sister. Amen. So please have a wonderful day. And I decree angelic supervisions all around you. I decree angelic supervisions and angelic protection in Jesus' name. Amen. There are some of you I have to message through the email. I will do it. Yeah. I will do it. Yeah. Either this week or next week, you will receive the messages from me. Amen. So thank you all so much. Amen. Man of God, Bernard. Amen and amen. Ah, Bernard. Yesterday I was receiving a message from you for you. Don't worry. I will pray into it, but I was receiving a message about you. So I'll pray into it and I'll get back to you, okay? Yes, please. Danny, amen and amen. Danny, God bless you more. God bless you more. Sister Elizabeth, amen and amen. Amen and amen. God bless you more. And please don't forget, Saturday, we are meeting at Winneba. Yeah, we are meeting at Winneba. And yeah, Supernatural Arena will come off. It will come off. And I'm looking at the 30th. I'm looking at 30th, yeah, that we will meet Supernatural Arena, we will meet at Achimota Forest. So let's keep praying into it. God is in absolute control over everything. So please, thank you so much and bye, 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 bye. Kabazinda la bashanda ya. Thank you, Jesus. Bye. Ensando. Yeah, Ensando. Oh. Sia e sado.